From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Reed McCollum reading Galactic Patrol by Edward E. Smith, Ph.D. Now, let's begin with Galactic Patrol, Foreword by John Clute. So here we are. The story has started and it does not stop. After the pleasures and miseries of Triplanetary and First Lensman, after two tumultuous volumes of prelude and backstory and dark hint and deck clearance, we are ready to begin at the beginning. We open the first page, and we plunge headfirst into the heartwood and arterial surge of the vast edifice of the Lensman sequence, as E.E. Smith first conceived it in the 1920s, long before he began parceling his tale out in serial form, over a 12-year period, 1937 to 1949, through the increasingly dignified pages of astounding science fiction. The first of them, Galactic Patrol, appeared in 1937 to 1938, before John W. Campbell, Jr. became editor of Astounding Science Fiction, or ASF, and, fully conscious that he was attempting to do so, created the first and best golden age of science fiction, which lasted from 1939 until World War II took most of his writers away. They never came back. Not really. Not in their hearts. But that is another story. Galactic Patrol was soon followed by Grey Lensman, 1939 to 1940, and by Second Stage Lensman, 1941 to 1942. And, several years later, by the final volume, Children of the Lens, 1947 to 1948.